I've got a guest with me this morning. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Sharon Enfield. I represent the YWCA Greater Pittsburgh. The YW has a contract with the state and has for many years. It's referred to as the Southwest Regional Key. What we do at the Regional Key office is support child care providers. We help them to improve the quality of their facilities.
Now, when you think about child care, you, especially if you have young children in need of child care, you're going to want to know that the facility you choose is doing great work. And if you offer child care, even if you do it out of your home or as a facility, you're going to want to know what the best practices are, and that's what you're involved in, right?
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. You have a great understanding of what we do. So yes, we support the providers who are meeting Department of Human Service regulations. So they're the foundation. That would be the health and safety factors that are required to be in place. So after that, then we come in, and it's a voluntary program. It's not required, but we would come in and we would offer resources in the form of people, technical assistance, training, some financial supports to our providers throughout our region. We cover an 11-region area.
Wow. So when you say 11 regions, are those counties?
11, yes. I'm sorry, an 11-county region. So, we go as far as almost to Breezewood. So we go to Franklin County, which is Chambersburg. That's down east.
Now, I think I'm correct in saying that the Keystone Stars program can, if you're a commercial child care facility operating as an incorporated business or as an LLC, you can certainly participate. But can you participate as an individual offering child care just to learn more about
Definitely.
The right thing to do?
Definitely. Yeah, we work with profits, nonprofit facilities, large corporations that are multi-sited or just standalone. We have family daycare home providers who that's what I think you're referring to. So an individual who operates out of their home, as long as they are certified with the Office of Certification, we can work with them, and we'll offer them all of these resources and supports that we would for a larger facility.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm just curious if you can give me an example of maybe a simple change that people, that it might never occur, I could be doing this differently. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll do, or maybe a few examples of the kinds of things, because I think it's remarkable sometimes. It's like a light bulb moment as soon as you have a resource like the YW and the Keystone Stars program, you suddenly realize how you can not only make the program better for your kids, but better for your own operations,
right.
too.
Right. That's a good question, because many times we'll go in and we'll show them, you refer to them as best practices, we refer to them as performance standards. We'll go in and someone is meeting the performance standard already and they didn't even know it because they weren't aware of it. So for instance would be, we ask them to do sort of an illness injury tracking form. So we ask them to not just do what DHS requires as an incident report, but to keep track of something, of illnesses and injuries that might have occurred in the facility, so that you can step back and look and say, okay, these are an area of concern I need to I need to address this area. Could be just a bad, it could be something going on outside that is causing slips and falls that can be easily remedied.
Yes, so you can detect trends.
Yeah, exactly.
And, what a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one thing. We're looking now at a new state requirement that our providers have what was referred to as suspension, inclusion, and expulsion policies. This is something that's been mandated by the federal government. So, of course, we're going to be able to go in, and if people, and people may already have that. It just needs to be a policy that parents are aware of when they come in and what the steps are that need to be taken before a child could be suspended from service. So by making people more mindful of that, then they hopefully will look for the resources and supports to prevent this from happening. So that would be professional development, technical assistance, things like that.
Well, the Keystone Stars program is one I've always been interested in and curious about. So it's good to know. It sounds like it's a state program.
Definitely.
And it's been delegated in this case, to the YWCA
right.
For the 11 counties that you mentioned. Do you go as far north as Mercer? Do you know?
No. Our northernmost county is Beaver County. And we go, you know, as I said, we go pretty far east. And we go to the Ohio line, Greene County, Fayette County.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Because we have stations across Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Is there a website where people can learn more?
Definitely. Well, they can come to our website at www.ywcapgh.org. Or there's another website that they can get information specifically about Keystone Stars, www.pakeys.org.
I really want to thank you
for having me.
For being here today, and Sharon Enfield, and you've got a busy day today, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Thanks.
I've got a fun activity. Okay, thanks.
What are you doing?
We are doing roll, write, count. So it's just a really easy little thing, but, you know, we'll roll the dice, we'll be able to write the number, and we'll be able to take some coins and count them out. So it'll be a great little math activity.
Thank you very much for being with us.